My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Cowboys, Browns, challenge, trouble? I think there might be.
I'm just looking at this, Jeff, like saying, yeah, this season feels different. You know, if Deshaun Watson is able to do 75% of what we've ever hoped him to do, I feel like this could be a great year. Somebody asked me, did you give a win prediction yet this year?
Gosh, no, I haven't.
Have you thought about it at all?
Sure, let's go 10.
I said 10 too. Somebody said to me over the weekend, how many games can they win this year? I go, look, I feel strong about 10 and 2. As even though what the
10
over
and under 7.
Or 10 and 7, sorry.
10 and 2. 10 and 2 would be great, but
I was doing college.
10 and 7 finish would be bad.
I was doing college football there for a second.
Little bit of news, gentlemen, that has come down. The Cleveland Browns have announced that Cleveland Browns Stadium is now called Huntington Bank Field. Huntington Bank Field is the big one, a partnership struck with the Browns and Huntington Bank.
So, starting today?
Yep.
Huntington Bank Field.
Huntington Bank Field.
Columbus Stadium.
It's Huntington Park is their baseball field, isn't it? In Columbus? That's what it's called.
You're the Columbus guy.
Yeah, well, if I'm correct, I think. This is the
Huntington Bank
Field. It's a 20-year partnership with the bank for Huntington Bank Field.
Do they know the lease is up in 28? I mean, you would think a bank would do a little more research than that, right?
I hope so.
Should we honestly read into this and not like jokingly read into this? Because that's a thing that should be read into, I think.
Huntington Park.
What should be read into it is if they bought naming rights for 20 years, maybe they bought naming rights on the future
new
stadium,
yeah,
whether it's a dome or whether it's this one.
Yeah, I'd be interested to hear if that's the
Huntington
Bank
Field. I don't know about that.
Is it Huntington Bank Field or Huntington Field?
Huntington Bank Field.
I have it as Huntington Bank Field.
Huntington. Oh, here we go. Oh, Jeff Thomas.
According to the Cleveland Browns themselves and their press release.
You are an angel.
Thanks.
Way to go, Jeff.
And
Huntington Bank Field. Okay. Looks like a stadium
to
me.
Not to be confused with Huntington Park in Columbus.
Yeah?
Yes, where the Clippers play.
Tim from 102 had a great name this morning for the place.
What was he going to call it?
Phelps Field. And change the F in field to PH. I couldn't pony up that kind of cash, though. Still got a kid in college. Huntington Bank Field. So there you go.
I'm assuming Huntington is now the official bank of the Cleveland Browns.
If you don't like it, folks, well, I don't mean to be this blunt. Tough. Naming rights are a part of pro sports now, and that's not going away. So good for the Browns. They found a corporate sponsor. 20-year partnership includes stadium naming rights. So there you go. Huntington Bank Field.
Are we in trouble if we say Cleveland Browns Stadium anymore?
Yes.
That's in trouble?
Yes, you are.
Can't do that anymore.
And don't bring back the name of the other one. So there you go. That place has now had, what, three names? Yep. Cleveland Browns Stadium twice.
Yeah.
So there.
Do you like corporate names on stadiums?
No, I don't, but that's the way it goes, Andy.
Well,
I don't like corporate logos on uniforms either, and that's the way it goes.
Although I will tell you this.
where Japanese teams are just named after corporations.
Oh, that's true. At least they still have names, and they still carry the city's name with it, right?
Not really.
What do you mean, not really? Here.
Oh, here.
Yeah, I'm saying that. Oh, at least we still have names. I'm agreeing with you.
All right, so that's the way this goes. Huntington Bank Field. If you have any comments, 216-474-0092. But
how long will it take us to remember to say that? Saturday?
Now?
Sunday?
Down at the field.
I don't. Andy, I can't.
Games down at the field.
You can still kind of
Cowboys coming to the field.
I think fans have
HBF.
Trouble. I think fans have trouble adopting that.
I think that's true.
Like, I remember my friends at Q104 were not happy with me when I was like, oh, I can't stand when corporations throw it down your throat that you got to start calling it a nickname. It's the cute nickname thing.
Why? He didn't like the Q?
No, you know what I didn't
It's Quicken Loans Arena. We're calling it the Q.
You know why I didn't like it? Because
they crammed it down your throat?
Yeah, a marketing department decided what you were going to say.
Yep.
And okay, so what's the nickname now for Huntington Field?
The field.
The hunt?
I'm reading the Browns statement right here with the question that we had of what would happen if the field moved. This is according to Steve Steinor, who is Huntington Bank's chairman, president, and CEO. Quote, whether in the existing stadium or a new one, the Browns' commitment to Northeast Ohio will continue to spur significant economic growth and development for years to come, and we are excited to be a part of that future. Meaning, if they build a new stadium, it will also be known as Huntington Bank Field.
Okay.
The Hunting Dome.
I like the bank. Take it to the bank.
Oh, the bank.
My buddy's...
It's right down to the bank.
My buddy Jeff says, great, he's got money in that bank, so he feels like he owns it.
HBF?
Huntington Bank Field.
It's going to have a nickname. I'd rather have the fans come up with it.
Don't cram it down people's throats.
From a marketing aspect, yeah, from the team. Don't do that.
Or from a talk show standpoint.
We can't sit here and brainstorm.
5 minutes and we'll give it a name.
Why can't we brainstorm what people are actually going to call it?
Oh, no. Don't turn this into Name the Guardians again. Please don't turn it into Name the Guardians.
Go ahead. What do you got, Jeff?
I've got it for you.
This is what fans do.
Hey, what kind of a defense do we have? We have a lockdown defense. It's the vault.
Oh, see, that just got sent to us via X as well, which our X mentions, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Dr. Bob sent in the vault that guards the vault.
The dogs are guarding the vault.
The vault, over at the vault.
The vault.
Do you remember, I don't know if you remember this, at the old Cleveland Coliseum, Society Bank had a load.
I'm sorry, the what?
At the old Richfield Coliseum, sorry. Sorry, at the
I thought you go in Cleveland Arena.
At the Brook Park.
It wasn't.
At the Brook Park Coliseum.
It was never officially the Richfield Coliseum, I don't believe either.
What was it called?
The Coliseum.
Yeah. The Coliseum at Richfield?
No. Okay. Richfield didn't have anything to do with it.
So I don't know if you remember this.
Other than zip code.
And you remember the old Society Bank, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember the door on the suites there? It was very cool. It was a vault.
Yeah, like a vault.
It was a vault door. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that's genius.
That was pretty cool. Yeah. Frank's in Kent.
Good afternoon. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning to you, Frank.
Hey, maybe they could do vault doors on all the suites at the
vault.
At Huntington Bank Field.
At the vault.
Go ahead, Frank.
Oh, that's a good idea. They could vault the stadium at the concession stands.
You could put a vault retractable roof, Andy, and you got to get somebody up there to crank the vault to open the roof.
Or to get in, you'd have to do like the Price is Right where you had to come up with the three numbers for the product.
$1, Bob.
Oh, by the way, I met the host of the Price is Right in Kent.
He's a Kent State grad.
I don't know if he himself admits he didn't graduate.
He's a Kent State attendee.
I was sitting with Drew Carey, Ed Reyes, when the Flashes were in the Elite Eight. Ding.
Did you spin the wheel, Frank?
Frank, we don't care.
No.
Huntington Bank Field, is that okay?
Huh?
Huntington Bank Field, is that okay?
Well, it's okay, but my point is, where was Cleveland-based banks like Key Bank? Why couldn't they do this instead of a Columbus-based bank?
Frank, guess what? Their money spends just the same for the Haslams.
And by the way, what's going to happen when Haslam wants to move everything to Brook Park.
Apparently, the name goes with it.
Well, it's not a done deal. We don't want them in Brook Park. Do you want them there?
Okay, of course, 100%. Frank, you haven't listened to the show since we've gone on the air. We want a building you can use more than 15 times a year.
We'd prefer it have a roof on it. Now we want a vault thing on it. Cleveland is where we find John. Hello, John.
Hey, John.
Hey, afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon to you. Almost afternoon.
Hey, you guys are missing an obvious nickname for the Huntington State
Field. We're not missing anything. We want your suggestions, John.
Oh, well, the easiest would be the Hunting Field.
Hunting Field.
To talk about the defense.
I don't think they want to. Their name is Huntington, so I don't think they want to shorten it.
We're talking about the fans here.
Yeah.
I got another. Thank you, John. Appreciate your call.
Thank you, John.
DT says dog hunt. Call it the dog hunt.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Dog hunt, dog pound, Huntington.
Are we shooting dogs? That's not good.
No. What are you talking about?
You're taking dogs with you on the hunt?
Yes. Come on, man. You never saw Fletch 2?
I like the vault.
No.
What?
Fletch 2, no.
Oh, come on. Fletch 2 wasn't bad.
No, it was poor.
I've seen worse 2s. Well,
just because worse exists doesn't mean you should watch bad.
Well, why do you have to belittle? I see you have an ailment. Oh, why, yes, I do. Never mind. Stop.
So on our X page, yes. Hollis brings up the fact that we can't call it the bank because the Ravens play at M&T Bank Stadium.
Well,
but who calls
banks?
M&T Bank Stadium the bank? No one calls it the bank.
Yeah.
Are they going to change all the colors inside to green? Green and white?
I don't know, Andy.
I don't know. Yeah, they're going to have to do a lot of green stuff.
I would think they're not going to change the colors of the team.
I don't think so either.
To fulfill a corporate sponsor.
Yeah, I mean, would it be
actually, I've heard worse ideas. That seems like something that could happen.
Would we
shortly.
Become the Greens then?
Andy,
here we go,
stop.
Greenies. Here we go.
Stop.
Oh, and then you know what you can do? The new sound. You know the sound when your card gets approved? When you go to the store? Mm-hmm. Dun, 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 dun. You know that sound?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that would. And so instead of.
Surprised you hear that sound, Dan.
Usually it's followed by decline.
It'd be worse if it went dun 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 dun.
All right, there's the new name of the field. If you have any comments, great. I'm going to call it the vault. You know why? Because I want to lock it in so that we can protect our quarterback. You need your quarterback under lock and key. We're going to hear how that might happen coming up next on Baskin and Phelps.
The vault.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.